وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. One of the key elements of human rights and humanity itself is justice, a topic we have been discussing for over a number of episodes, and we will continue, inshallah, for whatever time we have. And specifically, we are looking at justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi as-salam. One of the elements of justice itself, one of the ingredients that makes justice, is the concept of freedom. In order for a ruler or a governor or a government to rule people and to give people their right, is to make sure that people themselves elect their own government, their own leaders, their own governors, their own khalifs and what have you, which it seems to be something that we do these days, even though on the outside we do something, but on the inside is something else. However, when it came to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he saw the freedom of the individual and as an important factor, and he secured that into his government. And he did not allow people to interfere with the right of the people. So in the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he said people elect their own government. So the government itself and power and rulership belongs to the people, not to the ruler, which is a very fine thin line that has a massive difference. That when we look at monarchies today, or we look at secular systems today, we see that yes, people do elect, but then the power goes to those who are elected. The power is not to the people. So the government and the governments who gets elected are, in fact, the power is theirs rather than the people, because once they are elected, people can't do much. And hence, justice goes to waste. And hence, justice is not applied, because these powers are no longer interested in people who elected them in the first place. And people lose control. While when we look at Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and we look at how he established his own justice, first he was elected by the people, and he made sure that the power remains with the people themselves. That when people come to Amir al-Mu'mineen with complaints, when people come to Amir al-Mu'mineen with things that need to be done, he gets it done. When he receives a letter from far away about a person complaining about one of the governors, Amir al-Mu'mineen immediately sends a letter back asking that person to leave the office and to resign. So he took it firmly and he took it seriously. And having said that, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi did not allow other people to interfere with the rights of others. So for those who are under Amir al-Mu'mineen's command, he said to them, you have to make sure that the public order remains and no one has a right to disturb it. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, we were saying that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam, he did not allow individuals to interfere in the public order. And we mentioned previously in previous episode that there were certain characters through history, during the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, who refused to give bay'ah to Amir al-Mu'mineen, refused to take the oath of allegiance. In return, the commander of the faithful, he let them be, under the condition they do not interfere with the rights of people, do not interfere in government, do not interfere in the public order. Now, those people agreed, and they went their own way. We have characters who refused. For example, history tells us of Talha and Az-Zubayr and Muawiyah, three main characters who kind of shaped the Islamic Ummah as we know it today. Where Talha and Zubayr, when they came to Amir al-Mu'mineen, they came seeking power. They wanted rulership of certain cities under the command of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And here where it got sensitive, Amir al-Mu'mineen said, this position belongs to the people, not to you. For Talha and Zubayr, they themselves were seeking authority, were seeking to be in position, and they wanted it for themselves, even though they have accumulated a vast amount of wealth before Amir al-Mu'mineen during the reign of the three caliphs before him. So they wanted to be in power, to be in position, and to take public property for themselves, not to the Muslims. And Amir al-Mu'mineen rejected. When he rejected, Talha and Zubayr, in return, they managed to start a war, the war, as we call it, Ma'arakat al-Jamal, or the call, or the war of the camel, where historians tell us minimum 15,000 Muslims were killed in that battle, only because there were characters who were seeking public position or public order and wanted authority, and Amir al-Mu'mineen did not allow it. Why? Because he said this position belongs to the people, and I will not allow anyone to disturb this position of the people. Thus, their rights are not taken. Thus, their property is saved. Thus, justice is maintained. And therefore, their human rights is preserved. So Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam was willing to go to war and to fight those who disturbed the public order, to seek wealth for themselves and to seek position for themselves. This is how Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi took justice seriously. Now, has this concept of applying justice and giving people the power itself been applied to any governments that we know, in any systems that we have known through history? And the answer simply is no. So if we want justice, we have to go back to Ali alayhi as-salam. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.